If you're finding it difficult to learn a new language, it might be because you're doing it back to front. That's according to Tony Buzan, the inventor of mind maps and creator of the Collins Language Revolution.
One of the things I discovered when I was just beginning, as I still am, to learn Spanish, was that I couldn't distinguish some of the sounds. And I've been told that this was a brain function and that the brain basically turned off at certain stages in your life and you could never learn a language. And I thought, you know, that doesn't make sense. The brain cannot be designed to stop learning languages. And so I watched myself learning, and one word that came up was Dorado. I said to the lady who'd said it, I said, ah, like El Dorado. I know that. You know, it must mean gold or something like that. And she said, yes, it does. So I said, okay, Dorado, I've got it. She said, no, you haven't. And I said, well, you said Dorado and I said Dorado, so surely I've got it. So she said, no, I said Dorado and you said Dorado. And I said, what? And then I naturally said to her, show me what I'm doing wrong. And she said, you are putting your tongue on the top of your palate and I am putting mine by my teeth. She said, you are doing this, Dorado, and I am doing this, Dorado, because I could see, I could hear the difference. So one of the revolutionary things about this particular course is that you learn to look at a person's mouth while they're speaking the foreign language, and when you look, you can hear the sounds. I mean, for example, you probably know that if you're watching a film and suddenly the voice and vision go out of sync, you hear the sound perfectly, but you can't make out what they're saying because the mouth doesn't work with it. So that was one. Another one was mind maps. Mind maps are this thought technique. It's a method of taking notes which looks like a map of a city, but you're mapping your thoughts. And it gives you immediate connection between everything that you're learning. And so when you mind map what you're learning in a language, you get the connections between the words in the language. So you don't have to keep going from English to Spanish or English to French. You go from French to French, Spanish to Spanish in your note. So you immediately see the connections. Another revolutionary approach is the use of imagery and memory mnemonic techniques of the type used by the Greeks. Normally, we are just told to, you know, remember these words. Basically, most people can't. I couldn't when I was in that first horrible year of French. But if you learn how to image and use memory techniques, you can memorize 100 words in less than an hour. Another approach, of course, is doing it from the baby's point of view. There's been no other language learning course that says learn like the baby, and this one actually does. Another approach is that you start with a very, very few words, but those words are words that help you leverage. Now, again, watching the baby, what kind of words does the baby learn first? The first word it usually learns in all languages is mama, and it turns out that the baby is a little mind mapper. You know, mama is in the center of the mind map, and the first branch branching off mama might be food. And the second branch coming off the central image would be learning. Another branch would be love. Another branch would be transportation. Another branch would be slave. And, you know, whatever the associations of the baby are with that object that is its mother. So mind maps and the baby's approach are revolutionary in this. And another thing that the baby always does, and often infuriatingly, is ask questions. And so the first words really that are good to learn in a language are the questions. Because if you learn, for example, what in Spanish, que, you can then say that word, que, and point. And body language is another part of this course. The language native speaker will automatically help you. It's natural in the human genes and psyche to want to help someone who's trying to learn something that you love. And obviously you love your own language. And everybody then suddenly is teaching you. So you've got to know that one word. So there's a lot that's revolutionary.
That's Tony Buzan, creator of the Collins Language Revolution series.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.